You're listening to the Quince Podcast.
India are on the cusp of a major test victory after day 3 of the Boxing Day test ended with Australia's second innings at 133 for 6. That's just a 2-run lead with 2 more days left to play. Ayaz, I know, we don't make too many predictions, or we don't like making too many predictions, but an Indian victory is pretty much all that's on the cards here.
Well, absolutely, Amendra, because I think India have to play diabolically badly, or Australia have to play, extraordinarily well to escape defeat from this situation, because just 2 runs ahead, 2 more days remaining. I think time has become such a crucial factor, and not too many wickets. So Australia really are in a hole, and I would be very, very, very surprised if India don't push home the advantage very early on the fourth day itself.
I'm Amendra Dorji.
And I'm Ayaz Memon.
And you're listening to the Aussie Challenge podcast on The Quint, powered by Farm Easy and Medibuddy.
Okay, I'll quickly take you through the scorecard. India started the day on 277 for 5 with Rahane and Jadeja at the crease. After his century yesterday, Rahane got run out on 112 in the first hour of play. Jadeja completed a half century after that, but there was also a flurry of wickets with the last 5 players falling for 32 runs. India all out on 326 with a lead of 131 runs. Australia's batting saw a big collapse, with the team reduced to 99 for 6 at one point. Cameron Green and Pat Cummins refused to let the match end on the third day, though, batting out the last 18 overs, adding 34 runs. Australia with a 2-run lead and 4 wickets in hand at stumps on day 3. Ayaz, Jadeja with the 2 wickets, Bumrah, Umesh, Siraj, Ashwin all chipping in. Bowlers doing their job after the batters put the first 300-plus score of the series.
Yes, it was another terrific bowling performance by India. And remember, there was a handicap of sorts with Umesh Yadav pulling a calf muscle, not bowl, barring his first spell few overs. He didn't come onto the field again. So the workload had to be shared between Bumrah and Mohammad Siraj. And I thought Rahane again used Bumrah very, very effectively in short, sharp bursts, because he wanted him to attack the Australian batsman with the short pitch stuff, which he did extremely well. And then the spinners, Ashwin first up, and then Jadeja coming in and picking 2 wickets. I haven't seen an Australian team being choked for runs so badly when playing at home. I can't remember this happening at all in my career watching cricket all over the world. So obviously there's a lot of things that the Indian team is doing right. And one of the things that they've done brilliantly is just kept Steve Smith quiet. His highest score this series has been 8, which was today. So that's how badly Steve Smith has been struggling, and that's being reflected in the scores that Australia have been posting. They've been very modest scores in all the times that they've batted. And even today when we saw, they were 98 for 3 at one point in time, and then it became 99 for 6. So they're losing wickets in a heap. The runs are not coming. They're struggling against fast bowling. They're struggling against spin. It's a very unusual scenario for the Australians. And remember, barring Warner, this is pretty much their full strength team. So, and India is not at full strength with Virat not there and with Mohammad Shami not there. So I think that, one has to give credit to the Indians for this very fine comeback after the debacle at Adelaide in batting and in bowling.
Ayaz, I know we've spoken about Rahane and his captaincy quite a few times in the podcast so far. But again, today, he was batting on 112. Jadeja was at the crease, and Jadeja called for the run. Rahane tried, but he was eventually run out. Rahane's, of course, been involved in another run out in the first match when Virat Kohli got out. And that, obviously visibly weighed on Rahane. But this time round, he made a sweet gesture. He walked up to Jadeja and he gave him a pat on the back. He gave him a fist pump. And he sort of looked like he was saying, it's okay. You continue on. I mean, people might say it's just for the optics, but knowing Rahane as you do, but just seeing the guy as he is, it's probably just that something that comes completely natural to him to be a captain first and then, the batter who lost his wicket.
It is. And it's a very good gesture from a captain, it's not your fault. It's the partner's fault. But he's anxious to reach his half century. We can debate whether players should be anxious at all or not, but these things happen. And yet, what follows immediately after that is that little reassuring pat from Rahane that, don't worry, these mistakes happen, because he himself had made a mistake in the earlier test match. So I think, you know, that was a mistake. It got rid of Rahane. That seemed to be the only way that the Australians could have got him out, because he was looking so solid. And then, of course, one must give credit to Jadeja for the half century that he's made. He's come along so well as a batsman. Sometimes there's criticism that he's now paying too much attention to his batting and not enough to his bowling. So to disprove those critics, he came up with a fine spell. You know, he bowled in two or three spells, but he bowled quite, you know, probingly. There was a lot of effort that he put in to put the batsman, I mean, put the shackles on the batsman, not give away anything that Bumrah and Ashwin had imposed on them, and then also pick up a couple of wickets.
I know a comparison is something we probably shouldn't be talking about, but, you know, there's been a lot of talk about Rahane and, you know, Virat's kind of type of captaincy. You know, Virat's aggression does work, probably in the limited format, but you'll feel like in, you know, the longer format, like Sunil Gavaskar said, you know, he's aggressive with his planning, Rahane, but he's not so aggressive in his attitude as Virat is. Do you feel like maybe in the test format, you know, with players like maybe say an Ashwin or a Pujara, this sort of captaincy where you're not as aggressive but more calmer, and, you know, your reactions are not so in the face, you think that suits the test team a little more, the Indian test team?
Well, you know, these are all speculative theories, because if you look at Virat's test record, it's very impressive. I mean, you can say a lot of the victories have come at home, but that's been traditionally the story for India. In fact, he's gone and won a series in Australia in 2018. So I think, you know, different personalities will express themselves differently on the field. A Steve Waugh was very different from a Ricky Ponting. Ricky Ponting was very, very in your face. Steve Waugh wasn't. It didn't mean that Steve Waugh wasn't aggressive. It's just that they're different personalities. And Ricky Ponting's captaincy record is as impressive as Steve Waugh's. Mark Taylor and Alan Border, very, very different personalities. I'm just giving examples from the Australians. So, you know, I mean, Dhoni and Virat were completely different characters, you know, chalk and cheese. But what one has to appreciate is that Rahane in this match took on the, you know, had a very onerous and unenviable task. You know, the team has been demolished in the previous test match, and demolished, and how, you know, so badly that one felt that we are in for a clean sweep against us. And then he comes and, you know, picks up the pieces first with his captaincy. Remember, he's having lost the toss, Australia batting first. And I keep saying this, that his century came later. The, you know, keeping Australia under 200 came before that. And that gave India the, you know, opened the door for India to take control of the match. And then he came up with this fantastic batting performance. So he doesn't have to do what a Virat Kohli does, or what a Mahendra Singh Dhoni does. He has to live up to his nature and his character. And I thought he said it, you know, at the end of the day's play, he said some interesting things. He said, listen, you know, captaincy is also instinctive. So it's not that he's only a thoughtful, labored, you know, just planning out every move so logically. He's also going by instinct. So, and if it works, it works. If it doesn't work, everybody will, you know, jump on him and say, hey, why did you do this and why did you do that? That's the cross that any captain has to carry. Tim Payne is coming under a lot of criticism now in this match, having won the previous match. So that's how the cookie crumbles in this sport.
Australia's batting, I mean, you know, Tim Payne did well in the last match, we know, but like you said, Steve Smith hasn't done so well. Manas Labuschagne also sort of not doing well. I mean, you know, the bowlers clearly have come to the party, but a bit concerning. I mean, obviously not for us, but a bit of a concern how the batters haven't been able to get some big scores up.
Well, it's looking like the batting from both teams is looking undercooked, let's be honest. And Australia even more so. And more surprisingly, because A, they are playing at home, they've had a decent run of domestic cricket that they played. They've also gone overseas and toured, maybe for the ODI format and the T20 format, not in test matches. But, you know, a lot of these players did go to England and played a bilateral contest there. India, in comparison, haven't played any international cricket till this tour. And, you know, so this being in the biosecure bubble, being out of competitive cricket for a fair number of months is obviously telling on a lot of players across the world. I mean, I was just also tracking Pakistan's progress against New Zealand today, and at one stage it looked like they might be bowled out for under 100. That they reached 200 plus is because of two players, you know, counter-attacking and doing quite well. But all players are struggling everywhere, as we can see. And it may take a couple of weeks or maybe a couple of months till, you know, people find their bearings. be playing competitive cricket again, more than anything else, coming to terms mentally with what's happening. But certainly in this series, Australia's batting, I'm not saying it's only because of the biosecure bubble, etc. I think India have got their measure of this batting team. And I think a large credit for that should go to two bowlers. Of course, Jasprit Bumrah has been hostile. And of course, Ravi Ashwin, who's kept Steve Smith quiet. I mean, that's been the singular factor where Australia is not, they're struggling to make 275, 280. You know, that's how dominant the Indian pace attack has been. And they gave it back blow for blow, as you saw in the morning session when Australia's fast bowlers were, you can say it was bodyline tactics. But Bumrah came back and, the Australian batsmen didn't like chin music either.
Okay, I'm going to wrap up the podcast here. We will, of course, be back tomorrow with possibly the last podcast episode of this match. Thank you so much for joining us today, Ayaz.
Thank you, Mendra. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And thank you all for listening to the Aussie Challenge podcast with Ayaz Memon on the Quint, powered by Farm Easy, India's largest online pharmacy and Medibuddy.
Thanks for listening. Log on to the Quint's website and check out our other podcasts.